Hachette Audio presents Woman of God, written by James Patterson and Maxine Petro, read by Therese Plummer. Dedicated to the selfless doctors and humanitarians who travel to the world's most dangerous places to help those in need. Prologue, 20 years from now. 1. Vatican City. The story had begun deep inside the Vatican, had leaked out into the city of Rome, and within days had whipped around the globe with the momentum of a biblical prophecy. If true, it would transform not only the Roman Catholic Church, but all of Christianity and possibly history. Today was Easter Sunday. The sun was bright, almost blinding, as it glanced off the ancient and sacred buildings of Vatican City. A tall, dark-haired man stood between towering statues on the colonnade, the overlook above St. Peter's Square. He wore Ray-Bans under the bill of his cap, a casual blue jacket, a denim shirt, workaday jeans, and combat boots. The press corps milled and chatted behind him, but writer Zachary Graham was transfixed by the hundreds of thousands of people packed together in the square below like one enormous single-cell organism. The sight both moved him and made him sick with worry. Terrifying, unprecedented events were happening around the world. Famines and floods and violent weather patterns, compounded by wars and other untethered forms of human destruction. The New York Times had flown Graham to Rome to cover Easter in the Vatican, and what might be the last days in the life of an aging Pope Gregory XVII. The Pope was a kind and pious man, beloved everywhere. But since Graham's arrival in Rome 4 days ago, he had seen the sadness over the Pope's imminent passing, and not long after, his death eclipsed by a provocative rumor, which, if true, would be not just the turning point in one of the world's great religions and the explosion of a media bomb, but to Zachary Graham, a deeply personal event. Graham had been born in Minnesota 45 years before. He was the eldest son of a middle school teacher and a Baptist minister. He was no fan of organized religion, but he was fair-minded. He was a brilliant writer, highly respected by his peers, and clearly the right person for this job. Which was why the Times, still the preeminent news machine of the 21st century, had sent him. Now, as he stood in the shadows of Bernini's massive statuary, watching the crowd show signs of panic.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?